Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning, everybody. This is your Joyful Wellness Guru, Suzanne Hirsch. And with me today, I have Gabriella Ambrosi, President and CEO of Sequoia Senior Solutions, Incorporated. And since it is Monday, maybe it's the first day of the rest of your life, and you can make all sorts of wonderful changes as long as you know your options. And if you've read the little description about my show today before you came into it, then you know that Gabriella has some of those options for you. She can make you aware of what your options are for your elder family members. And Gabriella, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Suzanne. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much again for being on with me. And can you tell us exactly what your company does for our elders?
Well, Sequoia Senior Solutions is a company that does for our elderly clients what they used to do for themselves when they were a little bit younger. So you and I, Sue, when we wake up in the morning, we have no problem knowing what to do, going to the bathroom, brushing our teeth, taking a shower, fixing breakfast, and driving ourselves to work. As we age, even these simple things can become problematic. So basically, we employ caregivers that help our senior clients with these activities that they can no longer do for themselves. And I can go more in detail if you would like me to.
Yeah, maybe in a little bit. But first, can you tell us why you wanted to start this company? What influenced you or motivated you to start up this company?
Well, I have to say that I have a background in healthcare. I was a nurse in Italy. That's where I'm from. You were wondering about my accent. I'm from Italy. And really, deep inside what motivated me, I can say it is probably the fact that I was raised in a typical Italian family, extended family, with my grandparents present. I remember very vividly the great involvement that my grandmother had in helping my mom raising me. We were living in a farm, and while my mom was working in the fields, often my grandmother will step in and take care of us children. And I grew up with a great love for the elderly in general. There were many elderly neighbors, and I had to see them grow older and eventually pass away. I also have experience as a teenager. I worked for 3 years in a senior facility in Italy. So a few years ago, while I was in California, when I stumble sort of into the opportunity of starting an in-home care company, I was absolutely thrilled. So
wow,
that's the main reason.
So you started up your company here only a few years ago?
I started 12 years ago, I should say we, because I definitely had the idea and the passion behind it. But my husband, Stanton Lawson, joined me immediately, and we started the company together. We both had some business background, but his was more specific to running large companies and with the finances and so on. So we complemented each other. I have more of a taking care of people background, and he has more of a running a business background. So, yes, 12 years ago in 2003.
Is your husband also Italian?
No, he is from this area. He was raised in Dillon Beach. The local people might recognize it, a small town in Marin County. And we met in Italy, though. He was an American student abroad, and that's how we met.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. I did that once. I did the American Student Abroad thing once. And
oh,
I was
really?
In Italy. Yeah, I was in Italy for one day. I was in Venice, and I bought a little tiny blown glass gondola that looked like somebody had dropped all different colored glass marbles into it and burned them into it. It was gorgeous. And I had that for a very long time before I finally broke it.
Oh.
So, So you've been
I can bring you one next time I go.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So you've been in this business for about 12 years now, you say. And
yes.
What geographical area do you cover?
Well, we live in Petaluma, and that's where, here is where our main office is. But we cover six counties, and they are Sonoma, Marin, Napa, Solano, Lake, and Mendocino counties. And, in fact, we have three satellite offices, one in Mendocino, one in, one in Ukiah, one in Lakeport, and also one in the Oakmont area in Santa Rosa to be closer to our clients.
Oh, nice. So you cover a very large area. And
yes.
So just to clarify, you do in-home service?
Yes, we do what is defined as non-medical in-home services because okay. There are companies that provide health care with nurses, physical therapists, speech therapists, mm-hmm. and so on. We do caregiving. So the services that we provide include companionship, of course. As we get older, we tend to lose our friends. Family members are not necessarily around, and it's very important to have somebody to have a conversation with. But
right.
we help with practical things like assistance in the shower, helping somebody brush their teeth, putting their clothes on right, preparing
nice.
Nutritional
that's
meals,
nice.
And so on. Mm-hmm.
That's nice because my grandma needed that after a while. And she was living alone in her little apartment in San Francisco. She was never really alone because she always had, you know, maids as she was getting older, but they weren't mm-hmm. really health service people. So they would come and go through the day or come in the morning and make her a little breakfast and stay through the day and make her some lunch and dinner, and then they would leave. But as she got older, she needed a little more help than that. And that's when Haru stepped in, but Haru wasn't really a healthcare professional, but she would do all those things for my grandmother that you're talking about, what I would call the morning ablutions or, you know, bathing and brushing teeth and combing hair. That was just lovely. She became a true companion for my grandmother. They would enjoy talking together and going out together and all that sort of thing, too. And it's hard to get that these days, but you're from what I understand, this is what your service does.
Absolutely, yes.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Yes. And they're done by they're done by, the services are provided by very compassionate caregivers, we call them. And they are extremely well trained in our company. We have an amazing training program where we don't send them in the field without having proper preparation on the services that they are to provide. And we have such a well-developed training program that actually we're now offering it to family caregivers who might be interested in learning more, for example, how to take care of their loved one who is bedbound.
Excellent. So you also teach how to do these things. Even
yes.
just to family members who are involved. That's great. That's great because I consider us to have been hugely blessed in having found Haru for my grandmother. And actually, I think they found each other and just became naturally very good friends, very organically. And so I consider us to have been very blessed in that friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very important to find the right person.
Because families don't live so close together anymore as they used to very often.
Exactly.
Can you speak to that, to the fact that, you know, we're often separated from other family members by a great distance, and I've seen how this makes it harder for us to take care of each other, but maybe you can speak to it more articulately than I can.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Many times we run into elderly clients whose children live out of state, maybe sometimes even out of the country, and that's my case. quite frankly, too. I have an 89-year-old mom who's still in Italy, but luckily for her and for me, being a fairly typical Italian family, she has the remaining children who live literally next door to her. But some of our clients do not have that. And unfortunately, even though there are quite a few agencies like ours in the area and throughout the country, people seem to have a hard time finding them or knowing how to get resources. But we have...
Speaking of finding, how can our listeners find you? How can they contact you?
How to find our company specifically? Well, we have a website, which is SequoiaSeniorSolutions.com. We have a phone number, which is 707-763-6600. We have a Facebook page where we post events and things like that. For example, we recently posted photos from an award that we received. We have been receiving for 8 years now the North Bay Business Journal Best Place to Work Award, of which we're very proud. And so we posted that on Facebook.
Excellent.
We're very proud of it, particularly because it is we have been voted by our own employees, and that says a lot. My husband and I are very, very proud of it, as I said, because, as we know, happy employee makes happy clients. And so it is very easy for somebody who has bad intention to take care of an elderly person, as I'm sure you know. And so we want to make sure that the people that we employ are 100% trustworthy, and if they're happy to work with us, that makes their service that they provide to our client even much more valuable and
absolutely.
And trustworthy.
Absolutely. Now, folks, if you're just coming in to the show today, I'm speaking with Gabriella Ambrosi, who just gave out her contact information. She's president and CEO of Sequoia Senior Solutions Incorporated, and you can find her contact information, a couple of phone numbers, and website address on the description of my show today. So if you want to listen from the archives and have a good look at the description box, you'll find her contact information there. I am Sue, your Joyful Wellness Guru, on the Joyful Wellness Guru Talk Radio Talk Show via Blog Talk Radio. And thanks so much for listening in today. And Gabriella, we have another question for you. I was wondering if you could get one message out to everybody in a nutshell today, the one most important message. What is that one most important message you would get out to them today?
Well, that's a very good question. And immediately as you were speaking, Sue, my heart went out to those family members, generally daughters, but not always, sometimes sons, who have been taking care of their elderly parents for months, if not years, and they are so exhausted, so burnt out, and they don't know what to do. Because being 24/7 a caregiver, it's a job that nobody really can do. And sometimes they might not be present 24/7, but maybe they are on the phone several times a day being concerned that mom might have fallen, or does she have enough food, or so on. So if anyone who listens is in this situation, please know that there is help out there. And often people say, well, yes, but my mom is hesitant. She doesn't want anybody in her home. I'm afraid she will get mad at me. I can tell you from 12 years of experience, she might be mad at you as you talk to her, but the moment she or he, if it's your dad, the moment your parents see a professional, compassionate, friendly caregiver in their home, and believe me, most caregivers are like that. I'm not talking only for my company. I'm talking in general. mm-hmm. your parents will be so much happier, and you will be relieved, and you can then go and spend time with them as their daughter, as their son, rather than somebody who's always in a hurry and trying to do a thousand things. So there is help. Don't hesitate to ask for help. And don't worry about your parents being mad at you. They will not be for very long. I can assure
right.
you of that.
Now, another way of looking at it from the angle of your parents, through their eyes, they are some of them are probably cognizant that they're becoming more of a burden as they age, and they will probably be really thrilled to have somebody else there who they can simply pay to have them help them take care of their ablutions in the morning and their meals and things like that, that, you know, they're not really familial things. You know, they're not things that you would normally ask a family member to help you do, and that can feel very awkward. But if you pay someone to be doing those things, and it's a friendly person, it's even a friendly person, then it's very different. Then you feel more that you can ask that person to do those sorts of things for you, and then you have more time to be with your children in a more loving way, because you're not feeling like you're a burden on your children for having to ask for them to help you with awkward things like toileting and cooking for you and reaching the can down from the top shelf and climbing up to change a light bulb and that sort of thing. And
exactly.
Maybe taking shopping, right. Taking you shopping.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And I want to also emphasize what I mentioned earlier, companionship. And our elderly clients develop a friendship with the person who is helping them, with the caregiver. Yes, she's a professional who can do all these things that they wouldn't think of asking their children to do. But at the same time, caregivers, because of people who choose to do this job, they have a calling, and they have the right personality. They have the passion of working with seniors. And they're also, as I said, in our company, very well trained on how to treat seniors. So they do become their friends. And this is a friend that wasn't there before. It's a friend that they can have all kinds of conversations. It's not in a hurry. Maybe I'm repeating myself. But he's not in a hurry to go anywhere because, as you said, she's paid just for being there. And so she can take all the time to provide the friendly conversations and so on.
Now, folks, if you have any questions for my guest today, Gabriella Ambrosi, you can call in to the Joyful Wellness Guru at 347-677-1860. I'll repeat that. 347-677-1860. You can ask her anything. If you want her contact information, please be sure and listen back to the show from the archives and have a look at the description box. All the contact info is there. And Gabriella, you do so much for our community to help out our community with the health of their loved ones and the well-being of their loved ones. Is there anything that our community can do in return to help support your business?
Well, as with any business, it is supported by people using our services. So obviously we are here and we are ready to serve anyone who has the need. And so feel free to call us, even if you have any question, even if you're not really ready to hire anybody or if you are looking for resources. As I said, having been in business for 12 years, we have a wealth of contacts and information that we can share with you, whether it is assisted living in the areas or professional care managers or how to deal with in-home supportive services from the county or any other type of question that you might have. We will be happy to share information with you. And then if you do need the help, we will work with your pace. So do call us or email.
And if a client is in need of some extra financial assistance to pay for the care of a loved one, I expect you probably know some resources for that as well.
Well, yes, as I mentioned, for those who are really on a low income, the county provides services through in-home supportive services. Mm-hmm. And also, many of our clients now more and more have long-term care insurance, which helps with paying for their service, depending on the policy that they purchase, of course. And our company can help them. We are very, very good. I have a specialized person in the office who knows everything about interacting with long-term care insurance companies to make sure that our clients get reimbursed on time.
And what insurance companies do you work with?
Pretty much only long-term care insurance. The medical insurance policies do not cover these type of services because they're considered non-medical.
Right. Okay. Good to know. And if you could be asked on the air any one question right now that I haven't asked you yet, what would that one question be?
Well, I was thinking, Sue, I would like to let the listener know that we now are equipped to, we are equipped to transport people who are wheelchair users. We have a wheelchair-adapted minivan that is available, and what is special about that is that it is driven by a professional caregiver. Now, you might find other services in the area that are that can transport elderly or even young adults who use a wheelchair, but the driver is just a driver. In our case, it is a caregiver. So if the person who needs the ride needs, let's say, some help in getting dressed before the trip or needs to be accompanied inside the visiting room at the doctor's office, our caregiver can go there and help them out. Or if they, they might need to go to the bathroom on the way there, we can help them. So this is what makes
great. This
service special. Yeah,
that's really great.
Mm-hmm. So even someone who has a hard time getting in and out of a wheelchair can easily be transported wherever they need to go.
Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful service. And is there something written on the van that would identify your company's van? Is Sequoia Senior Solutions written on the van?
Yes, it is. We call it specialized transport service, and our phone number and websites are on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, super. That's great. Okay, so we have about 7 minutes left. And I think we've pretty much covered it all. Do you think that we missed anything, or is your company having any open houses or events to introduce your services in the near future?
Ooh, I don't have anything specifically planned, but I know that we will have an open house fairly soon in our Oakmont office, and so we will post that on our Facebook page. Stay tuned. We haven't decided which date yet. I wanted to let you know that we have been from the beginning one of the sponsors for the walk to end Alzheimer's, and so we will be participating. We have a Sequoia Senior Solutions team. And anyone who is interested in walking with us, please let us know. We want our team to be as large as possible. And it's not mandatory, but we also would appreciate if people can contribute so that we can provide some support, financial support for the Alzheimer's Association.
Now tell us more about that walk. Where and when is that walk happening?
It's going to be at the Schollenberger Park in Petaluma on October 17th.
Okay.
And I wasn't really prepared to share this information, so I don't have the time with me, but I think we meet there at 10 o'clock. And,
17th at 10 o'clock. 17th, 10 a.m., Schoenberger. And how long is that walk?
I think it's 3 miles. And it's really, it's not as challenging as many other walks. It's really done at, everybody walks as fast or as slow as they feel. There are many of the participants are elderly people with Alzheimer's themselves, so we don't expect them to be racing. So it's really just a show of support, and it's a very pleasant event. The weather has been generally good with us. It's usually a nice and warm day. So I hope that this year it will be the same.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to that. I think I might be able to get there and say hi. And I tell you what I will do. I will bring some gift certificates if I can manage to make it there. If not, I am sending some gift certificates along today to, let me think, to Cynthia Ermshar of Adobe House. And I think she's doing that walk too at Schoenberger.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah,
yes, I know they are, yes.
Okay, okay. So she will have a few of my gift certificates as well to give out as prizes or sell at the auction or whatever is going on there. I'm not clear on all the details myself yet. But people, if you go, you will be able to find some of my gift certificates for life coaching. And so please go look for me there. If you can't find me, look for my gift certificates. I will also give some to Gabriella. And so look for my gift certificates for people who have done the walk. I'm just giving them away to the walkers, to the people who are supporting Alzheimer's and research for Alzheimer's.
That's so nice.
Yeah. And thank you again so much, Gabriella, for being on the air with me. It's been an honor to have you on. And I love the idea of that there's somebody out there to help us take care of our aging family members, because that is a tough job. It's a 24/7 job, and no one can do it alone, and no one should have to. If you try to do that alone 24/7, it'll take a toll on your own health and wellness. So please ask for help, because there is help out there, and Gabriella Ambrosi is one of the very best people to ask for help with that sort of thing. She has all sorts of resources, and you can give her a call at 763-6600 in the 707 area code. That's 707-763-6600. If you can't remember that number or didn't have a place to write it down just now, look back at my show at the description box or have a listen from the archives. And thank you, everyone, for being on, listening to my show, The Joyful Wellness Guru, today. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Gabriella, would you like to say goodbye to my listeners?
Oh, absolutely. And Sue, thank you so much for asking me to participate this morning. And for anyone who is listening, thank you for your time. And if you have any question, please feel free to call us, or if you want to email me directly, my email is gabriella@sequoiaseniorsolutions.com. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Fantastic. Thank you again, Gabriella. All right, folks, be good to yourselves for the rest of the week. Plan for the fun. It doesn't just happen, and you'll have a little more time to plan for that fun if you can get a little bit of help raising your elders. I know that's a funny way to say it, but a lot of us use the expression that they're enjoying their golden years or their second childhood, and I know sometimes it feels that way when you're the one that has to take care of them, but you don't have to take care of them all the time. You can take care of yourself, too. Call Gabriella, and she will give you that chance to take care of yourself and at the same time to know that your loved ones are safe and well cared for. All right, this is your Joyful Wellness Guru, Sue Hirsch, signing off. Have a wonderful rest of your week, folks.